Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Gratitude Gems Meditation. For the month of March, we are in the Aquamarine module. Today we are focusing on awareness. So if you can do so comfortably and safely, settle into this time of deeper communion with your soul by resting comfortably in a chair, sitting upright with your back straight, hands folded in your lap. Let go of any stress or tension that is occupying your being now. Breathe in and out. Feeling relaxation come over you from head to toe. Perhaps seeing a wave of white light cascading from above, relaxing your mind, body, and spirit. As the wave washes over you, feel your shoulders relax. Perhaps feel them sink towards the floor. Feel the wave of relaxation continuing down your arms, relaxing. Feel the relaxation continue through your body, relaxing your internal organs, relaxing your hips, lower back, continuing to extend down your legs, past your knees, and through your feet, feeling your whole body relaxed. With a breath in and out, relax your mind, letting go of any thoughts, any concerns. Let go of your to-do list for today, knowing that you can return to it at any time. It'll be there when you're done with this time of meditation. Yes, feeling relaxed, feeling centered, heading down the path of meditation. Bring to mind someone or something in which you are grateful for. A loved one, a parent, spouse, child, friend. Picture them in your mind's eye now. Feel the love and gratitude growing in your heart center as you move from your mind into your heart. From your thinking nature to your feeling nature. Allow those feelings of gratitude, of love, of appreciation, allow them to grow and expand. Feeling your heart center, feeling your chest, perhaps bringing a smile onto your face as the gratitude extends out through your body. Perhaps feeling it extend and projecting off your fingers and toes, feeling them tingle and vibrate with a radiant, grateful energy. See, feel, and know that gratitude extends out into your world, enriching your life, enriching your home, your place of employment, your city and town. You are a powerful gratitude radiator, radiating out gratitude, always. As you become aware of the energy of gratitude. Become aware how it affects your body. Being a physical body, feel the vibrations of this energy. As we know, it is higher up on the energy spectrum. Love and gratitude are near the top of the hierarchy of emotions. Their wavelengths are very fast. Holding a thought of gratitude for a mere 17 seconds has physical effects on your physical body. Releasing hormones that help to release and reduce stress from your body. So when we become aware of our energy, we become aware of how gratitude affects it, how our emotions affect our physicality, our health, our well-being. Through our gratitude, we bless our bodies. So let us feel our bodies. Feel the energy coursing through them as we focus on our loved one and how we are grateful for them. As we focus on them and our gratitude through a moment of silence. Feeling the gratitude physically in your body. Begin to tune in at various points throughout your day to feel how your body feels. Check in, so to speak. If you're feeling uncomfortable, change your position. Have you been sitting for a long period of time? Are your eyes tired? Are your arms or feet tired from standing or holding heavy objects? Become aware of how your body feels and take action to help your body feel good. Perhaps it's more sleep. Perhaps it's exercise. Or my favorite, a massage. Treat your body well. Become aware at all times how your body's doing. Through our minds, we can think. We can think. Think about how our body feels. We can think about many, many things. And at times, our thinking nature can slow us down. We have what some people call the monkey mind, where we swing and jump from this thought to that thought to the other thought to this thought and back to that thought and over this thought and over this thought and over this thought. And what about that? And what about this? And what about this? And what about that? Shh. Quiet the mind through meditation. It's a fantastic way to quiet the mind. Our minds are powerful tools that can help us to achieve great things. They're also powerful tools to create obstacles, to get in our way, to think about what if, what if, what if. to become more aware of your thinking. What are you thinking about? And are those thoughts serving you? Are they positive thoughts that are uplifting, creating higher aspirations, seeing the good in all things? Or are your thoughts pessimistic, negative, concern, worry, doubt, fear? Become aware of what you're thinking. Stop at various times throughout your day and become aware of your thoughts. What are you thinking about? And why? Is this productive? Is this positive? When we become aware of our thoughts, we begin to control our minds and guide them, our thoughts, to the positive side, enriching, positive, uplifting thoughts. When we can use meditation to quiet our minds, as we will become quiet and try to have no thoughts in your mind for this moment of silence. Yes, having no thoughts is a challenge, but through repeated practice of meditation, it is a worthy goal to aspire to allow our minds to rest. But through our awareness of our thinking nature, we can direct our thoughts what we want to think about. Thoughts of love, peace, thoughts that guide us to achieve our goals, thoughts that are inspiring and uplifting. We can think about that which makes us feel good, that which raises our energy, that which enhances and enriches our lives. For when we have positive thoughts, when our feeling nature is in gratitude and love, our spirits soar. We become enriched as we are aware that we are happy, that we are in love, that we are peaceful. As we keep our spirits up in these higher energies, we become more enriched and enlightened. We begin to see life through the perspective of rose-colored glasses, that all is well, that all is in divine order, that we are divinely guided. For when we live through the lens, or looking through the lens of divinity, we know we are always blessed. That even through our challenges, our struggles, we are on our path of growth. That we continue to move through and grow from all the experiences in our lives. So as we begin and continue to build our gratitude foundation, we can call upon our gratitude to be grateful for our challenges, that we are strong enough to see that this is for my best and highest good, that I may not understand this at this moment, but I am grateful for having this challenge, for having this growth spurt, for continuing to improve my experience of this world. When we become aware of our spiritual growth, how we react to and move through our challenges, we can become grateful for the spirit within guiding us, directing us towards our best we can possibly be. So through our awareness of not only our bodies, through our minds, but also of our spirit, we become truly enriched in our lives, become magical, full of miracles happening all the time, because through our awareness, we can see them and experience them. So let us commune with our higher selves, with our spirit, with gratitude through this moment of silence. Yes, being ever so grateful for our awareness of our thinking nature, of our feeling nature, and of our spirit within, as we become more aware, we can become more active stewards of how we feel, of what we think about, and how we project and approach and are present in our worlds. Awareness is a powerful tool to help guide and grow our experience in our world. So take time each and every day, multiple times, to stop and check in, to become aware of who you are and how you are presenting yourself in this world. Take time to meditate, to quiet your mind, and connect with your spirit. So as we begin to bring this time of meditation to a close, gather up all those rich feelings, emotions, and thoughts, and bring them back with you. Know that you can return to this sweet spot of meditation at any time throughout the day, simply by withdrawing from the thinking nature and bringing your attention onto your feeling nature in your heart center. So begin to see a grand staircase before you. And as you slowly ascend the staircase, going up one step at a time, become more awake, alert, alive, and enthusiastic. Coming out of this time of meditation with joy, with peace, with happiness, with a feeling of enrichment, that you have become enriched through this time of communion with your soul. Begin to wiggle your fingers and toes. Feel the chair beneath you. When you are ready, gently open your eyes with gratitude on your heart and a smile on your face. I'm grateful for sharing this meditation with you this morning, or whenever you might be listening to it. You can find us at The Grateful Universe on Facebook or Bodhi the Big Dog. Find us on the web at believeingratitude.net or on our sister site, theachievementprocess.com. So remember throughout your day to check in, to feel, how are you feeling? What are you thinking about? Become aware of your mind, body, and spirit. And through your awareness, you can enrich your life by choosing your thoughts, choosing your feelings, and becoming present. So as Bodhi the Big Dog says, live big, no matter what size you are. Live your life in gratitude and watch as you are becoming more enriched. Thank you, and have a grateful day.